and good morning. You are listening to Market Minutes and I am Harshita Tyagi. Today is Wednesday, 13th of December, and here are the top things you need to know before market opens. The benchmark, Sensex and Nifty indices are likely to open in the green today as trends in the GIFT Nifty indicate a positive start for the broader index with a gain of 52 points. In the previous session, both indices snapped a two-day winning streak, with the Nifty falling from its record high to 20,906 as investors remained worried ahead of the US inflation data and global central bank meetings. Nifty formed a bearish candlestick pattern, which somewhat resembles a bearish engulfing kind of pattern on the daily charts. According to analysts, the candlestick formations showcase the exhaustion of the bullish strength and might attract price-wise correction post the rally. Pivot point calculator indicates that the Nifty is likely to see immediate resistance at 21,002, while on the lower side, it can take support at 20,872. Markets may react to the latest CPI inflation and industrial output data. India's headline retail inflation rate surged to 5.55% in November, thanks to a combination of unfavorable base effect and rise in prices of key food items. Country's industrial output grew 11.7% in October as a favorable base effect propelled manufacturing output 10.54% higher. Let's take a look at some of the stocks in focus today. Wipro shares will be in focus as the IT major has entered into an agreement with RSA, one of the world's leading general insurance companies. Under the deal, Wipro will help accelerate RSA's migration to the cloud and build a compliant, secure and scalable IT infrastructure. Axis Bank will also be among stocks to watch as private equity major Bain Capital is likely to sell a stake in the private sector lender via a fresh block deal worth $444 million. Entities associated with Bain Capital are looking to sell a 1.1% stake in the bank, and the offer floor price is ₹1,109 per share. Indian bank shares will also be in focus as the public sector lender launched its qualified institutional placement issue, the floor price for which has been fixed at ₹444 per share. In the IPO news, Gujarat-based Doms Industries IPO will open for retail subscription today. The company plans to raise ₹1,200 crore via this issue, which consists of a fresh issue of 44.3 lakh shares and an offer for sale of 1.07 crore shares. Shifting focus to global markets, let's take a look at how they have performed. US stock futures ticked marginally higher as investors awaited Federal Reserve's latest policy decision. Futures tied to Dow Jones Industrial Average, S&P 500 and Nasdaq climbed up to 0.18%. Overnight, all three major indices logged fourth straight session of gains, even as traders braced for the conclusion of the final Fed meeting of this year. Asian markets were mixed today. Ahead of the US Fed commentary, Japan's Nikkei 225 inched up 0.44%, while the topics moved up marginally. South Korea's KOSPI, however, fell 0.32% and the small cap KOSDAQ declined 0.5%. Futures for the Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index pointed to a weaker open. Markets await the outcome of the US Fed's final meeting of 2023 scheduled for later today. It is expected that the Fed will opt to maintain interest rates at the current target of 5.25% to 5.5%. This decision, if confirmed, would mark the third consecutive meeting where the US policymakers would have chosen to keep interest rates steady. The meeting follows US inflation data, which showed an increase last month. In November, the US Consumer Price Index rose 3.1% on an annual basis, and core price, excluding volatile items like food and energy costs, rose 4% annually. As the rupee depreciates, reaching new lows, gain insights from Jigar Trivedi, the senior analyst for currency and commodity at Reliance Securities, in today's Voice of the Day segment. Tune in to discover the factors influencing the domestic currency's decline and explore whether the rupee is anticipated to undergo another year of losses.
This year, rupee has declined by nearly 0.8% against the dollar. And it seems the rupee may end lower for the sixth consecutive year. Ironically, India's GDP has touched 7.6% for the quarter gone by. Inflation has reached 5.5% very recently. There is political and policy stability. Even Brent crude oil has touched $75 a barrel. However, FII outflows and lesser FDI inflows is a major reason for rupee depreciation, but the central bank has remarkably managed to keep a rupee stable, because rupee is pretty stable as compared to its Asian peers against the US dollar. Now, having said this, all eyes will be on the Fed. The Fed will announce its policy midnight Wednesday, where we don't expect any change in the policy rates. Nonetheless, the statements and the dot chart will be crucial. Thursday, later in the day, ECB and the Bank of England will also announce its respective policy decisions. And we expect status quo, but again, from the European region also, these statements will be important. For now, the range is 83.20-83.50, and unless this range is broken, it's tough to take a directional call, so recommend to avoid at present.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news updates. Thank you and have a great trading day. We will catch you tomorrow at the same time.